Did you hear I'm futile to talk about No Mind, now that I bring it up?
No, we like talk. Well, that's what it is. No Mind is what it's about. We like No Mind. It's not a thinking man's game. There's nothing wrong with it. It just comes into the point of it's what Eckhart Tolle is trying to tell you not to do. He's trying to get you into your id, your ego, your visceral state of questioning. And if you can go with it, then you, like you say, you know, you're open to everything. Everything can go. It's okay. How to stop thinking. How to stop thinking. Now, if you're going to do that, that's a very different conversation, because now you're not trying to stop thought by emptying your thoughts. You're trying to replace your thoughts with every thought that can be without having any question. There's no degrees of separation regarding no mind. So then it just naturally can flow. Do you think Bob actually woke up one day and says, I think I'd like to go have some leopard's ice cream, you know? I just think that's what I will have to do today. His whole life, he'd lived a whole long time and didn't even know what it was, and now he couldn't imagine living a day without it. So it's an ebb and flow process that he allows it within and without his experience, you see. And so that's the balance that you're talking about. And there are no limitations. Now, they have some limitations, because that's Bob, because he prescribes them to himself. Oh, you can't do this, or you got to do this, or you got to do it like this. Oh, can we do this? And it basically comes back to Carolyn. Do we do this? And she'll say, no, Bob, we don't do this. Or, yes, Bob, we do do this. Now, in this, it keeps him within the traces or the blinders, so he doesn't get off somewhere and wonder why he's eating ice cream and doesn't know why. Why he's eating ice cream and he doesn't know why. That's a gauge.
So are you essentially a no mind?
We don't think. I don't mind means you don't even worry about it, because I'm not.